Welcome to the Building for Life podcast. I'm Missy Manuel, and I will be sharing all things building, lives, and homes. I'm excited to launch and share all these things growing and thriving. Welcome to the Building for Life podcast. I'm here with my two co-hosts, Allison Babin and Taylor Burtner. Today, we're going to be talking about decisions and the decision-making process, how that can be so hard, and what kind of happens in our body when we fail to make the decision and move forward. I know in the last few episodes, we talked to Jacques and Jordan and their decision-making process and how that was so life-changing and the lessons that came out of that. But today, I just want to talk about that whole decision-making process and where there's so much mystery. You know, I was at the nail shop last week, and every time I'm in there, this one little lady asked me about building a house. How much does a 2,000 square foot house cost? And I'm like, well, we really don't do square footage, you know? And she was talking about her income, and I'm like, you really need to call us at Manual Builders, and they can lead you. So, Taylor, explain. Whenever someone is just, we talked about desire, they have a desire, they need to make a decision with the desire, or it just builds tension in your body. How do you work with someone like that? Like, what would you advise that little lady to do?
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One, it's really exciting to work with people because everybody's personality types are so different, right? So like myself, it takes me a long time to make a decision, but when I make a decision, I'm ready to go. There's no more talking about it.
Yeah.
And my wife is the opposite. She can make a decision very quickly, but then she thinks about that decision for a long time after. So it's really cool to watch the different personality types with people. And with a client similar to this, where mm-hmm. we're saying, I keep asking, I keep talking about it, I keep thinking about it, but I'm not actually doing anything. Those people tend to weigh harder on themselves than we would be on them. So I don't want to bother anybody because I don't know what I'm ready for, or we've looked at seven different right. floor plans and I can't make a decision. What I'm going to say is, let's sit down and let's talk about the first step. You can't take five steps without taking a step.
Yeah.
So what can we do first?
And Taylor, does it cost to come in and talk with you?
No.
Okay. So it's a free call. You're building up tension in your body by just continuing to rotate those thoughts over and over and over in your head. Can I do it? I want to do it. What would I want? How can I afford this? Yep. Like, they can come in at no charge and speak with you or a building consultant. And then what would that look like? And what are those scenarios, I guess, because some people come in and they can't right yep. now. And there's a solution there too. I think whenever we're in uncertainty, even in our personal lives, if we keep spinning, we have to begin to make a forward movement yeah. and that releases the tension.
Yeah.
And so tell me what, whenever someone comes in here, like the different scenarios and how you could help them in that process.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. It's like they build up anxiety in this story that may not even be the truth.
Right.
So we were talking before we started recording that a step in the wrong direction is still better than being stagnant, right?
Because you learn.
You do something that says, oh, I can't do this. Let's go a different direction. But now you know. Whereas right. before, you're just building this story up. So I think just realistic situations, we've had clients come in that didn't know what they could afford. And obviously, we don't do the financing, but we have partners that do the financing. So we put you in front of them and say, what can we afford? And we might have bad credit that we need to work on. And it could take a year. And we're willing to sit with you and follow up with you and have our lender work with you and put a plan together for a year until we're ready to go. We do that all the time.
So that's their movement. They yeah. would have a plan moving in the direction of their dream. It might not be right now,
yeah.
but you would bring them to our lender or have them call our lender. Our lender would help them in the plan, and you would continue to have communication with yep. them until they're ready to pull the trigger.
Do the next step. The goal isn't to get you to build a house today. The goal is to get you to your next step today.
Right.
So if you're sitting and stagnant, the only advice that I can say is let's do something.
Right.
Even if it's have a conversation about what's realistic for you or what we can do next, let's do something instead of just sitting in all that stress and anxiety, sitting in the pain that you're in that right. really drove you to want to build a house in the first place. Let's get some kind of answer. Even if the answer is not yet, let's get some kind of answer.
Right. You know, we keep talking about these wise guys. And the, you know, my whole, I think you asked me, Allison, in one episode, you know, why is this important to me to do this podcast? Mm-hmm. And someone asked me that last week, but I guess I trust my salespeople are not going to just want to sell a house because, you know, you could, and I think years ago with the crisis, I think people were selling houses to people that really shouldn't have bought a house.
Yeah.
And so just partnering with a builder, partnering with a sales consultant that is trustworthy and that doesn't want to get you in a bind either. They want to help you make that wise decision. But it also reminds me, Allison, and you'll probably want to speak to this, is the healing journey. Like, people want healing, they want growth, but they just keep wanting it and not moving forward.
Yeah, they just spend. And I was writing a bunch of stuff down because I keep thinking, like, what's the story that you're telling yourself? And that's something that even I'm working with my daughter on, who her default is to kind of sit back and wait until everything's perfect before she makes a move. And I was watching her over the Easter break, and she's playing with her cousins and they're doing stuff that she's a little uncomfortable with. Maybe it's not her strong suit. It's not in her skill set. And so she just sat there and I just watched it and observed. And then we had an opportunity to talk after, and it's just take a step into, like, lean in just a little bit, and it might be uncomfortable, but you're going to move forward and you're going to grow and you're going to expand your skill set, even if it's just a little bit at a time. And I think sometimes we're so nervous about doing the wrong thing or looking dumb or
failing
that we don't move at all. And you're never going to get where you want to be if you don't at least take that one little step. And one step leads to another and another and another.
Right.
And doing something scared is better than not doing it at all.
Yeah. It reminds me of a mentor that I have, Paul Martinelli. He says, jump and build your wings on the way down.
Yeah.
And that's where our growth happens. We've talked about that. You know, growth happens in eustress. You know, whether you're building a house or you're building your life or rebuilding some things in your life, there's mystery there. We don't always know what we're doing. And as we step in, that's when we begin to learn. It's in that implementation process or us reaching for the goals where the growth happens. And so what other advice would you have to someone who's sitting here listening to this and it's like, I want to build a house. I want to do something other than renting.
Before you even get there, because I think you said something that I want to make sure whoever's listening to this fully understands, and that's that eustress.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our comfort zone, and that's where we're doing things that are in our skill set, things that we're comfortable with, things that come maybe naturally to us or that we've done over time. And then we have that stress zone, where we're pushing so far outside of our comfort zone that things get chaotic. And sometimes we tend to go into that stress zone and we can't sustain it. So we fall back into our comfort zone.
Right. In the body, there's so many chemicals, stress chemicals going on and being produced. Our prefrontal cortex, the smart part of us, can't function.
Right.
So that's not where we want to be in growth. We want to be in eustress, which is what, Allison?
Eustress is right outside of that comfort zone. Yeah. So it's that middle ground between your comfort zone and stress. And it's where you have it's where growth happens.
Yeah.
Where it's sustainable growth that can occur.
That's the thing. I think that once you start there, you start to build a tolerance, right? So Newton's first law of motion, object at rest stays at rest. If I want to run a marathon, but I can't run down the street, that doesn't mean I don't do anything. That means I go walk for an hour every single day because I've set this non-negotiable for myself that this is my new baseline.
Right.
I want to lose weight. I'm not going to go to a drive-thru. That's my non-negotiable. Like, that is one step in the direction to the life that I want, but I have to do this if I ever want to get there. It's that compounding interest that this little thing is going to eventually get me where I want to go.
And our comfort zone today, or our eustress zone today, will be our comfort zone tomorrow.
Right.
And so even in that, you know, as people begin to pursue a new home or pursue personal growth, they may be uncomfortable, but as they begin to walk step by step, then it becomes, oh, I think I can do that. Oh, I think I can go to the next level. Oh, I think I can build my credit up. Oh, I think I can buy this house. It's momentum. It's movement that we have to do, and there's growth in that. So next episode, we're going to talk about building relationships and the problems that we will face, challenges. And I think in life and in building a house, there's millions of challenges. So that's what we're going to dive into next time. Join us next time on this podcast.